Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Like, we'll get to the Texans. We'll get to the Astros.
The showman.
But what y'all are talking about, the number one story in sports right now is what I'm watching right now and just seeing. I wonder where that guy is who had the garbage thrown at him. And the Pacers. I bet he walked his ass right up in there with seven of his friends. Walked in there with his. No, I want you to sit down. I want you to sit down, Reggie, because I want to get your thoughts on this.
Scary right, asshole.
I honestly do. And 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, I want to get your thoughts on this because I believe maybe I overstrided my take from watching this last night. Maybe it got away from me. But I'm watching that game, and I'm looking at it right now. And I think that we and Adam Silver, the human penis.
Best nickname you've ever given.
He looks like a circumcised penis, straight up. But
not very girthy.
No, just long. But I believe they have fallen into the next Steph Curry.
And Tyrese?
I think Tyrese Halliburton, and I don't want to say, I'm not saying their games are the same, fellas. What I'm saying is, no one saw Steph Curry coming, right? Like we all thought it was going to be LeBron and Durant, right? You thought it was going to be those two.
Certainly.
Nobody saw him coming. Nobody looked at him. There was no thought when he was drafted, 160 pounds, that he would be this. But then it just happened, and that team just came on the scene out of absolutely nowhere. And now, like, where the hell is this Draymond? Where the hell is this? Like, that's, you're not supposed to, that's not what that's supposed to work. Can you win like that? Where's Clay? Can Clay Thompson be the second best player on a championship team? Well, yes, four of them. But they don't play the same. His game to me feels like maybe a modern day Steve Nash. So their games aren't the same. But this feels like the out of nowhere, unable to predict player like Steph Curry who just popped and became a star. And I think yesterday, doing that at MSG with, I think everybody, this is the series because of the Knicks that everybody's interested in. He's got the personality. See, Ant over there says he don't want to be the star. Jokic just wants to ride his horses. And all the other guys, Wimby, we'll see. Like these other guys. But Tyrese Halliburton is the guy who got into a WWE ring and tried to square off with Jalen Brunson because he was into it. He's a guy that wants this. He's a guy that's got a crazy-ass dad that's into stuff that wants to walk up and challenge Giannis and did the choke sign in the New York.
Like I bet he regretted doing that because he was in that Buffalo Wild Wings acting up.
Oh, he was. He was in there. He was doing it in there. I think we didn't see Steph coming. I think Tyrese Halliburton, who arrived as a star, and by the way, he's been doing this. It's not just he did it to Giannis in round one where he hit a game winner, had that crazy comeback against Cleveland like this. I think this might be the superstar we didn't see coming because we were looking at everybody else like Steph.
Now, what a twist after being rated as the most overrated player in the league.
And that part too, right?
I could see that. I was curious where you were going to go with the Curry comparison. I'll grant you that, but I think that's the only aspect of it, because I think also what you touched on there is where he's like completely different from Curry, where he kind of wants to play to that villain role a little bit, at least maybe in terms of being rated the most overrated player and now proving people wrong, where Curry's always been like more of the, I know he's the petty king, but he's kind of more of the quiet guy. Draymond is more of the villain of that team. So I think there's a difference there in the personalities as well and the styles, but I don't know. He's had a great postseason. I don't know if he has the same ceiling or if the Pacers as a team have the same ceiling of what those Warriors teams accomplished. And maybe it's more of something like, you know, like a Jimmy Butler. I think there's different levels of clutchness where good players can become really good in the big moments. And that's what we've seen from Halliburton in this postseason. But I'm curious of how far that carries him or how high that ceiling is compared to just being a big moment type of guy versus being like the face of the league.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was thinking of, because I do think the Steph Curry, like that coming onto the scene out of nowhere is apt. The question then I asked is a question that was asked of Steph that he absolutely answered, which is, how much of this can we build around what you are? Like, how much of this can we build on top of the foundation of you as basketball player? And I think even if they are able to win this championship, I don't know if that's answered. Like, that's going to be time. But I think you're right. We've got to the place where you have to give him his due as bona fide star and like superstar adjacent at the very least, as I'm rather kind of stringent on who I call superstar in this league. But you have to get him to that place where we're starting to talk about him as such.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying he's a superstar yet. I'm not saying. Now, stuff like this goes. You know, you brought it up, Luke. Moments make superstars. Reggie Miller was made a superstar when he did. And look, when we say he's got the personality, that's the other part. Like, see, I think he's a villain to certain people,
mm-hmm.
like New York, but that's okay with the rest of the league, because when you look at him, he's that smile, nice guy. He looks like
smarter than folks like you, actually.
But I'm just saying, he's light-skinned. You know, I know Reggie, you feel. He's light-skinned. He's got that smile. He's got that palatable feel to him. He wants it.
Saying he got that good hair?
He's got good hair. He does, absolutely. Beth helped out, but he's got that. But then he does, like Steph, have a tinge of, I'm a Richard Head. I'm a bit of an a-hole. Like, he thought of, let me hit this. Like, that didn't just hit him in his mind to do the choke thing to mimic Reggie Miller and Spike Lee. He had been holding that one in and ready for that. That's the kind of stuff to create the moment. The moment is one, but then we're going to remember. Hell, we don't even remember Naismith. We don't even remember the overtime. What we're going to remember is him, that ball going up, and the choke right there that's being shown. Here it is. Everybody been talking about who's going to be the next face. He might be not alone. He might be the Steph thing. People saying he's not that type of player. I'm not talking about, like, LeBron and Jordan aren't the same type of basketball player, but he took the mantle. As like the
MJ's a go. LeBron's also up there, but not quite.
Listen, man, everybody can have opinions.
You know,
I don't agree with that one, but everybody can have opinions.
I think what helps is that he is American born. I think that's something we've talked about before. But I think something that goes against him, if you want to talk face of the league, is I think you just have to be that dominant scorer where, at least in the regular season, he's almost like too much of a distributor to me, where he scores like 18 points a game and he'll get 12 assists, and it's really good, and he plays great in the big moments. But if you go back and look at the faces of the league, they've all been like the top, towards the top scorers in the league. And I don't know if he will get to that point, or if that's really his game, where he's more of that guy.
Magic wasn't.
No, it's true. Going back, you know, 35 years?
Yeah, we've seen it. Like Magic, like he wasn't the top. He was an all-around game. Yeah, you're right. We've not really seen a lot of point guards be the face of the league. It's been...
Yeah, well, like you compared him to Nash, and that was the whole... what was the controversy with the whole MVP with Nash?
One of the ones that he won wasn't his.
Yeah, right.
One of those was a Kobe year that I very much felt like Kobe should have had that MVP.
So I think that's just kind of the thing where like you're always looking more for, or people are more infatuated with the scoring than anything else. And I just don't know if he's at that same level in that area of his game as some of the faces of the league or the other guys towards the top of the league, like an Anthony Edwards, Jokic, so on and so forth.
Appreciate your extra 11 minutes. I wanted to get your thought on
I'm just glad this 11 didn't have nearly as much yelling, you know?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, when I'm looking at this and I'm seeing like teams like the Pacers, Luke, I know you follow the Rockets. It makes me wonder, are the Rockets sitting there thinking, well, maybe we don't need to go in? Because right now, you look at it, Jalen Brunson, that is not the prototypical guy that you would think would be the number one on a team that wins a championship. But I think they have as good a shot as anybody. Tyrese Halliburton, not the prototypical guy that averaged 18 or so a game that you would think would be the one. SGA is the closest thing, but even his game isn't like what you, now his production is. And then there's Edwards, who's the one that you look at. That's the one you look at and say, that's the number one. I'm wondering if watching this, if the Rockets are saying to themselves, maybe we just need to wait it out to have a guy that could be just a little bit better. You don't need LeBron or Kobe or Jordan or KD. Maybe you just need somebody just a little bit better, and can Amen Thompson grow to be that or something? So I'm wondering if they're thinking maybe we don't need to make some kind of a move here to go bring some sort of star in. I hope they're not thinking that, but maybe they are thinking that.
I wouldn't be surprised. I brought this up to Lopez last week when I was filling in for Reggie and asked him, and he he wasn't buying that idea. But I think if you're the Rockets, if you're looking for a reason or looking for something to talk yourself into it, I think so. But the difference to me is when I look at these teams, and look, we'll see how the playoffs play out. The Thunder are still the heavy favorites to win the championships, and they do have the MVP on their team. So I think you still need that go-to guy. Brunson's turned into a star. We'll see if the Pacers, without their star, or maybe it is a Halliburton, if they could get past the Knicks. But if you go back and you look the last 25 years, every champion has had a top 10 score outside of the Pistons. Everyone always points to the 2004 Pistons to help make their case, but that's the one outlier in the last two and a half decades.
Also, with that Pistons team, I think it's just a little unfair, right? Like, they had no stars. Like, are you a star if you make it to the Hall of Fame? I just, like everybody talks about that Pistons team, like Chauncey Billups and Ben Wallace aren't in the Naismith Hall of Fame.
Right.
I always, every time someone says that, I'm like, yo, man, they got two Hall of Famers on the team.
It's true. Right? It was like, just like a starting five of 1Bs instead of like A1A. Yes. All of them were good. Tayshaun Prince was young, but, you know, Richard Hamilton, Rashid. And then you had a great coach. But that's the one example that you point to that a team doesn't have a top 10 score. So if you're the Rockets, and I also brought up last week that if you look at the recent champions, the Celtics, the Nuggets, you know, these were developed teams, and it took a few years, and it took coming up short a few times before they finally broke through. The Milwaukee Bucks, where their big addition was only Jrue Holiday. So if you're the Rockets, you can talk yourself into thinking you're like those other teams, but the problem is those teams all had that eventual MVP-type player on them, whether it's Tatum, Jokic, Giannis, now SGA, and I don't think that player's on the Rockets. I can't be convinced that Jalen Green's ever going to get there. I don't think that's Amen Thompson's ceiling either, that he'll be some sort of MVP, top 10 scorer. I think he's just more of a well-balanced player. He's more of the Scottie Pippen. So absolutely, the Rockets can try to convince themselves that, but I think it'd be a fool's errand because I don't think that player is on the roster. That if we give him more time, he's the next SGA in 2 years. I don't think that guy's on the Rockets.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't think there is anybody... And I'm not saying you're wrong, right? And people here, you can jump in on this as well. You don't think there is anybody on the roster that could take their level, all of these top picks they've had, that could take their level to being a Jalen Brunson level, to being a Tyrese Halliburton level, to being like those two, one of those two guys are going to go to the finals and have a chance to win it all, right? You don't think there's anybody... And SGA is tough because he is the current league MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you see the difference. There's a difference of why people, like, look at Anthony Edwards and other people as they're going to be the face and not the guy who's really young and won the MVP that scores at will like he does. But you don't think there's anybody on the roster that could grow to that. Because I'm just saying the one now feels like it's different, Luke. Like, you don't have to... The ones are different on championship teams. To me, is what this postseason is showing.
I think I still have to wait to see how things play out. If they're in the Eastern Conference, maybe, because those are the two teams in the East. In the West, it's so competitive. I think this is almost like the Lakers' run, that three-peat, where they got to face the Sixers. Well, the Sixers obviously had Iverson, but they faced the Nets, and the Nets had some good players. Right? I think Vince Carter was on that team at that point. Or maybe not, but Jason Kidd, they had...
Jefferson, Jason Kidd, Kenyon Martin,
that's right. So they had a good team, but they didn't necessarily have that top 10 score in the league either. And, the Lakers, cakewalk, they would beat them in five games in that series. And that's what they did with the Eastern Conference during that three-peat. So I think that's somewhat similar to the NBA this year.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.